The title of this is How $99 Saved My Life. That's the title, all right? I'm going to be honest. So here we go. I'm going to be honest. Kara Peterka saved my life, but it truly costs less than a Ben Franklin to find a serious health problem, and I'm encouraging all of you to follow my lead. So let's start from the beginning. Kara is my girlfriend, and she has a friend that a few years ago lost her husband, 50 years old, to a massive heart attack. Now, mind you, he was a runner. He was someone that you would call, quote, in good shape. That friend asked the doctor afterwards what could have been done, and he recommended having a heart scan to see about plaque buildup around the heart. Well, that friend then went on a crusade to tell as many people as she could about this, which is what I'm doing now, and encourage everyone to get this simple scan completed. Thank God she did. Kara decided she was going to do it. She encouraged me to follow suit. Now, I'm going to set the scene here. This past summer, I would get chest tightness as I was mowing. Nothing crazy. Just something that would require me to pull my shoulders back, push my chest out, just like that, it was gone. It happened maybe 10 times during the entire summer of mowing. I was still active with my son, Andrew, in all sports, playing pickup basketball, throwing the baseball around every day. Now, one thing I had stopped doing was exercising on a daily basis. I haven't done it for about 10 months. Done were the days where I'd go walk the treadmill for 30 minutes, followed by some light lifting. I know most of you assume I'm a power lifter, but that's not the case. But due to my inactivity and the tightness I had felt a few times, and keep in mind, by the way, Trevor, I was never short of breath. I mean, when you do a two-hour radio show every day, you better not be short of breath, right? You better, even though I'm going to during this monologue. But due to the inactivity, the tightness, I decided to oblige Kara and go do the scan. So we went to the place, we paid $99 each, and we took 5 minutes to do the scan. Done. Let me repeat that. We paid $99. It took 5 minutes to do the scan. Done. It's that simple. Now, results will be mailed to you in around a week, they said. Well, Kara and I had planned a trip to Grand Cayman. We were set to leave in 4 days. Thank goodness we're leaving before the results get here, I joked. I'm like, who wants to worry about their heart when you're lying on a beach firing down Bud Lights? Well, when we returned, her results had arrived, and her total plaque count was 7. 7. Fantastic news, meaning her heart was free of plaque. All was good. The next day, I returned to my house, gathered my mail, opened my results. Over 2,000. 2,000 plus, and my stress started to grow. Could that be right? I mean, I've been on blood pressure and cholesterol medicine for 8 years, but 2,000? How could hers be 7 and mine be 2,000? I mean, in most sports, which is sadly how I deal with life on a daily basis, you would take a 2,000-7 score, right? I mean, that's domination. But this is like golf. The lower, the better. And unfortunately, my heart scan results were mirroring my handicap these days. So what do we do now? I said, well, Kara was on the phone that day. She was setting me up with a cardiologist that day. I know you too well, she said. Yep, well, I'm a guy. I mean, 2,000 isn't 4,000, right? So Kara would have none of it. A week later, I was seeing a cardiologist. That day, blood pressure, nearly perfect, 124 over 80. EKG that day, absolutely perfect, according to the doctor. But that damn plaque score, right? It bothered him. It bothered Kara. The doctor recommended a stress test or a heart cath. Kara was all about the heart cath, and so was I. Why be 80% sure when you can be 100% sure? Let's get a second opinion, I said. So we did. Another doctor that was adamant that I do the heart cath. 100%, again, is better than 80. So on Monday, February 24th, that's 3 days ago, Trevor, I entered the cardiac wing at the young age of 49 for my heart cath. The nurses and doctors briefed me on how hereditary can be a big reason for this problem. Big problem. But also how diet can be another big reason for this problem. And let me pause for 1 second and get to that. Most of you know me, and if you do, you know I've always liked to be the life of the party. I mean, if they're still handing out Bud Light, why would you retreat for the evening? What fun is that? Is that a steak on the menu? Yes, please. Hey, it's NFL Sunday. That means a pepperoni tombstone pizza and a Mountain Dew. That's been my Sunday diet for 30 years. Vegetables? Like, what are those? I mean, I love corn on the cob. I enjoy green beans, but peas, lima beans, spinach, salad? No, thanks. You know what's funny? I actually forced myself to eat salad once in the past. I had a plan 6 straight weeks at Rotary. You've heard about this. Meeting number 1, 1 bite of salad. Meeting number 2, 2 bites of salad, and so on through 6 weeks. I figured by then I'd either be able to eat salad or I would know for sure that I don't like it. The latter one. Back to Monday, February 24th, 3 days ago. The nurses prep me. The doctor walks in, explains how the procedure works. A small wire will go through my wrist, around my shoulder. Dye will be shot into my heart arteries to see if there's any blockage. You'll be loopy. so you won't feel a thing. And one of the nurses was like, that seems pretty easy for you. I just started laughing. Now, mind you, I've never spent a night in the hospital as a patient. 49 years of pretty solid health. In fact, I haven't missed a day of radio in over 10 years, almost 10 years. Trevor knows this, for even the common cold. I just don't get sick.
It's true.
I credit Bud Light for killing off any germs my body had. I've always said that. I just literally do not get sick. Well, I obviously had bigger fish to fry. I come to my senses on Monday, 3 days ago. On the table that day, about an hour and a half later, to the doctor looking at me and telling me that I had 99% blockage in one artery and 90% blockage in another. 99 and 90% blockage. Two stents were put in my heart. A month ago, I was scrimmaging for an hour with my 8th grade basketball team, sweating up a storm as I ran up and down the court in Philo. Hell, 2 nights before this procedure, I had taken Kara's daughter a daddy-daughter dance, and we danced like fools for 45 minutes. I was a sweaty mess when the dance ended. 99% and 90% blockage. I was 1% away from being gone. 1% away from having people say things like, man, Lon was a fun guy. Man, I'm going to miss him. Boy, he truly loved his boys. They meant so much to him. For years, I've told people with full transparency that I have lived such a complete life. Again, I judge so much of my life by sports, which is so sad. But by the age of 50, I'm not there yet. I'm going to be in October. I had witnessed in person the following: NCAA Final Four, frickin' Sean May. World Series, 3 games, including Game 7 and 06 in St. Louis. The Super Bowl, my Cardinals almost did it. PGA Championship, I interviewed Arnold Palmer. Talladega Speedway, Dale Earnhardt Sr. won that race. And, of course, the Ryder Cup, my favorite sporting event ever. Throw in the countless interviews I've done with the likes of Jack Buck, Harry Carey, Phil Mickelson, Larry Johnson, George Steinbrenner, Ozzie Smith, Bill Self. I could go on and on for 10 days. I tell people this exact quote, and a few of you have probably heard me say it. Quote, if I die tomorrow, I've lived such a complete life. Two healthy boys, all those sports moments. That's the perfect life for me. Well, you know what? On Monday, February 24th, which was 3 days ago, I realized that I haven't lived anywhere near the life that I want to live. Ugh, this is going to be tough. I mean, I almost missed Lucas graduating from Arizona State. I almost missed countless upcoming basketball and baseball games with Andrew. Almost missed him graduating junior high, high school, and college. I almost missed my boys getting their first job, please. Buying their first home, making that walk down the wedding aisle. And yet my grandkids, I mean, I don't have them now, but I mean, what grandchild wouldn't want goofy-ass Lon Tay as their grandpa? I mean, Cardinals games galore, candy galore, Mountain Dew galore. Grandpa Tay's the best! Heck yeah. Well, guess what? I almost missed all of it, but I didn't. $99. $99 to take care of a 99% problem. Now, I want to make sure the rest of you don't always miss or don't almost miss any of it either. It was Kara's urging to tell the world about my situation. Spread the news on your radio show. Tell your family and friends, she said. Save someone's life like she saved mine. I wrote this not because I wanted you to know about my life or how I've lived it. I wrote this because I'm you. We're all so similar. The stress of jobs, family, the sales goals to hit, the countless appointments, beer included, the countless meetings that turn into social events in time, running from work to practice, running from work to games, always saying, man, I wish life would slow down a bit, maybe not being as healthy as we hope we would be. I get it. That's me. I am you. I pray that all of you waste $99 and curse me for it, that you spend the money to find out that your heart is healthy as ever. I hope that happens. And when I see you, I owe you a beer. Do it for those you love. Please, take the scan. Prove it to yourself that you're healthy. And if you aren't, then do what I did and get it checked. Let's all be 100% sure. Make it your goal, please, to get this done soon. God bless.